Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 48, Cultivating Inner Strength for Daily Life. Welcome back to the Unapologetically You podcast, and thank you so much for joining me here today. So today I want to talk about how we can cultivate inner strength for daily life. As we know, life is full of challenge, full of those ups and downs. So how can we support ourselves in each and every day so that we feel more resilient? And so when those challenges do come, and if they come, we feel like we're able to manage them even better and look after ourselves even better. There are a few things that we've spoken about before or shared many times because they're things that do support us in mindset, in everyday life, and can support us in so many different ways. For example, obviously things like meditation, self-care, taking that time for you, those kind of things really make such a difference in allowing us to have more clarity, to think more clearly, to have that space for ourselves and to recharge makes such a difference. Another one we have shared before is gratitude, and practice gratitude, keeping a gratitude journal, for example, and that's writing down 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for each day. And again, that is such a powerful process for the mind and scientifically proven to really support us and get the results, because each day we're sitting and just taking a moment to consider what we're grateful for. It starts to filter out into our days. We start to look for moments in our days that we can be grateful for. We start to look for the positives. So we almost are rewiring our brain each and every single day by taking that time to focus on the positives. Our brains have a negative bias. It's natural for us to fall into the negative thoughts. So by consciously making a routine and a habit to think of the positives, what we're grateful for, what we can appreciate, does make such a difference. So those things I want to share first of all, because they are, as I mentioned, things that can come up often and support us in so many different ways and do support us in helping to cultivate that inner strength for every day. We're lifting our mindset, we're lifting our mood, we're supporting ourselves by giving ourselves that space and nurturing. And of course, then we are able to better deal with daily life, with challenges, with things that come up. We do increase the strength that we have within. We also know that for our general well-being, that sleep and movement, exercise, what we put into our body also makes such a difference to help us in daily life. Of course, when we're feeling rested, then we're, again, better able to deal with situations that come up. I know myself, I notice when I haven't had the sleep, and if I'm feeling tired, it can make us have less patience, things like that. So it makes such a difference to ensure that we're getting that sleep. And if there's anything that's affecting your sleep, to look at ways that you can try and improve that. So whether it be that you need to go to sleep earlier, or that you want to look at different ways that can support your sleep if you wake up in the night and struggle to drift back off again, or you struggle to go down to sleep initially. We'll actually come onto a whole podcast episode about sleep soon, because I think there's so many things that can really support us in having a good night's sleep, and it's so important to our mindset and well-being. It's also so important to begin to be aware of our thoughts more and to look to have that growth mindset. So when challenges do come up, to look at them rather than obstacles, but how can I grow from this? What can I learn from this? How can I react and move forwards with this? Just like we mentioned at the beginning, life is full of those challenges. But the biggest thing to be aware of is how we react to those. And that's what's going to make a difference to us and to the challenge that's in front of us. So interesting when it comes to mindset, because actually we can often achieve more than we think we can, and we can endure more than we think we can, and we're so much more resilient than we think. The mind is so, so powerful. I was chatting just this week to, we've been having personal training sessions, and chatting to our personal trainer, and we were talking about how we can achieve so much more than we can actually achieve. And he was saying, you know, we can so easily give up on certain things. Say, for example, if we're doing a plank, and this was where the conversation started, because we had a plank to do at the end of our session. And say, for example, we have this a plank to do, and we're setting a timer on that. We want to stay in this plank for either as long as we can or for a set time if we can. We were talking and saying how, yeah, it can be so easy as humans to give up easier than we think we can. We kind of, you know, think, oh, it's feeling hard now. I'm starting to feel that. It's feeling tricky. I'm losing my balance. And we get caught up in the thoughts that are coming in, and can be easy to then to stop, to give in. But he was using the example of, if I was holding a fire underneath you, then you'd definitely stay up a lot longer than you think you could. And it's so true, isn't it? We do. Like, if there's a reason if to stay there in that plank, or obviously this is a metaphor for anything we have in life, if there's a real reason to continue on with something or to stick at something longer, then we do it. So it's a really good way to help us start to think of challenges or things that we want to achieve. Being aware of the thoughts. What's coming in? What's my mind saying? Do I want to believe those thoughts? Or actually, can I stick at this a bit longer? Can I achieve something out of this? Can I achieve more than what I think I can achieve? So it's starting to notice obstacles, challenges, things that are coming up, things that maybe get in your way, or there's something you want to achieve and you're wanting to really push yourself to the results, then notice those thoughts, notice what's coming up. And as we mentioned, choosing how we react to challenges, it can be natural to fall into a space of struggling with the challenge. So when a challenge comes up, it's looking at it and thinking, okay, what's going to support me best right now? What do I need? What can I do to move forwards? Is there aspects of this I can control? And therefore, what am I going to do? If there are aspects I can't control, how am I going to let some of that go? And considering the emotions that come up, considering the feelings that come up, potentially there's a, let's use this as an example, like potentially a challenge happens and you get feelings come up of anger, and we want to react from the space of anger. Firstly, anger is absolutely fine to have as an emotion. It's allowing yourself to feel angry. It's noticing what that anger is telling you. What's important from this anger? What is it all about for you? So allowing it within yourself and looking at it and using it to support yourself, but supporting yourself to get back to peace. Whereas when we react from that anger and we stay in the space of that anger, so it's being aware if a challenge comes up and we feel anger, noticing it, allowing it within yourself, using your awareness to move forwards, but not allowing yourself necessarily to react from that anger. Is it a case of looking at it and seeing, okay, if I stay in the space of this anger, or if I react from this anger, how is that going to change things? How is that going to improve things? How is that going to make me feel better? What's that going to achieve in the long run? So using that as an example, we can see that actually sometimes it might be easy to want to react from anger and think that it might make us feel better, but maybe it's a very, very short moment where it might make you feel a bit better, but long term, it possibly won't make you feel a bit better. Whereas if you can look at, okay, I'm feeling this anger, I understand it, I allow it for myself, I can sense that this is why I'm feeling angry, this is what I need, and I'm going to return to peace, and I'm either not going to react or I'm going to just come back to peace and react from that space, because that's what I deserve within me. That's what I need within me. Because quite often, anger in itself, that's only continuing to hurt us. If we stay in the space of that anger and keep that angry feeling within, that only continues to hurt us. So using that as a small example on how we can choose to react when challenges do come up, how we can choose to move forwards if there are any obstacles or anything feels like it's getting in the way. And you can see by even just having that awareness of that situation and by starting to step back and stop and notice before we move forwards, how that does allow us to cultivate a growth mindset. And cultivating more of a growth mindset allows us to create even more inner strength, to cultivate even more inner strength, and to learn so much more for us and our mindset and well-being when we're open to that. When we consider, okay, this is about cultivating inner strength for daily life. So when we consider about each and every day, our daily life, look at how you start your day. I remember once hearing a quote that was, how you start your day is how you live your life. And isn't it so true? Like, it can make such a difference how we start our day in the morning. And perhaps you have in the past taken yourself out on a walk in the morning. We've done a few PT sessions in the morning recently, and it makes such a difference doing that at the start of the day. Like, it really does feel like it sets you up for the day. And taking a moment to notice your thoughts when you wake up, does it help to pop on a brief meditation or to consider your gratitudes as you're lying there in bed before you get up? Can you take a moment before you jump up out of bed? Obviously, if we are setting our alarm for the last minute, rushing up out of bed, rushing on with life, it almost immediately starts with creating that stress within the body, that energy of rushing around, being busy, so much to do, not having the time for yourself. So how can you even just give yourself just a few extra minutes in the morning when the alarm goes off and just laying there, just relaxing for a moment, potentially popping on a meditation, doing some breathing, consider your gratitudes, take your time getting up and having a tea and taking those moments. I quite often these days don't need to set an alarm because I have a son who loves 6:15 in the morning, so that's our alarm clock. But I can almost hear him stirring first of all, and I'll take a few moments just to lay there before he's ready to get up. And then we get up and we take our time. There's no rushing. And I go and make a tea whilst making his milk, and where we can try and relax and enjoy that before we start doing all the other things that we need to do for the morning and for that day ahead, which may involve making lunch and getting ready for nursery and myself getting ready for work. It's that reminder that other people are watching us. So if we have children, it's noticing they're watching us. We're showing them how to do life. We're showing them that it's not about jumping up and rushing around to get ready and having a manic morning and bringing in that stressful energy right from the get-go before we've even left the house. So look at your morning. How do you start your day? How do you start your morning? What does the energy feel like? What do you feel like? Is there anything that can shift and change there? So the last one I want to come on to, which is the biggest and most important when it comes to cultivating inner strength, is compassion. This is somewhere where I see the biggest results for clients that I work with, is when they can really begin to bring in compassion. So much can shift and change when we allow compassion. Because obviously, it's so easy for us to be hard on ourselves, to create barriers to self-compassion, such as criticizing yourself, such as feeling like you need to be perfect, such as self-judgment. All of these things can really prevent us from feeling compassion for ourselves. Sometimes we can notice if we step back and we see something happening, a challenge, for example, and we're aware that we're starting to criticize ourselves, or we're starting to put perfectionism on ourselves, starting to judge ourselves. And you might even be able to notice and see, okay, I'm being hard on myself here. Would I speak to my friend this way? Would I treat my friend this way? What reaction would I give to them if they were in this situation, if they were having these feelings, thinking these thoughts? And lean into that, being your best friend, knowing that you deserve the compassion just as much as anyone else. And we all deserve compassion, compassion and kindness. Compassion is about beginning to understand yourself more and see that sometimes we react from old habits, old beliefs, from limiting beliefs, from old pain. And when we can actually see that and understand that, it's okay to give yourself that compassion, because we can see, okay, perhaps there was a part of me that felt hurt there. And I understand that, and that's okay that I was feeling that way. But how do I go on from here? And what do I choose to do from here moving forwards? So you can see, it's almost like we can look at things and bring the compassion in, have that understanding, that kindness, that care, and then move forwards. And that's so much better than something happening and us being caught up in perfectionism, self-judgment, self-criticism, and we just stay in that space, because you can continue to be hard on yourself, to put yourself down, to allow the inner critic to rule the show. All those thoughts are going on, and we then can't shift past that. We can't shift forwards as easy and move forwards as easy because we're caught up in that space. So bring in compassion and bring in that first. So important, and then we can look to move forwards. So let me know if you have anything else that you'd like to add, anything that supports you in really building that strength in each and every day, anything that helps support you in managing the challenges of life and the flow of life and those busy times. I'd love to hear, and let me know which one stood out most for you today, either one that resonates most or one that you that stood out and you think, oh, I need to focus on that. I need to do that. I need to increase this one. And I always think there are, whenever we kind of dive into certain points like this, I think for all of us, it's that reminder, isn't it? We get to look at things and consider, okay, that's an area I'd like to focus on. That's where I would like to put some more energy and support myself even further there. Hope you have a great week, and I look forward to catching up with you next time. Thank you.